Welcome in to the Fills in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Tuesday, September 6th, 2022. And well, I hope you all enjoyed some time off this past weekend. The Phillies were not only off on Monday, Labor Day, but in fact failed to show up for an entirety of their West Coast road trip. With that odd 18-run explosion against Arizona, the only outlier, the Phillies had an absolute pathetic trip out west, capping the week by being swept out by the San Francisco Giants over the weekend. It's a 1-5 road trip for the suddenly flailing Phils. Let's hit the sad trombone for us as Bryce Harper is dragging this team down since his return. And let's recap the games. Sunday is really the only game where it looked like the Phils had a spark. Over the horrific weekend, the Phillies fell behind as Ranger Suarez gave up 3 runs over 4 innings on 4 hits and 2 walks. He did strike out 4, but Ranger continues to struggle to get too deep into games, falling apart in the 4th inning for his 2nd straight outing. And we're seeing how his numbers get much, much worse as he's making his 2nd and 3rd trip through the lineup. Not great for a guy who had a really nice stretch as a starter last year, now looking more like a long reliever, kind of piggyback off an opener type if he's only able to make it through the lineup twice, but that's an argument for another day. The Phils bullpen did do a nice job of keeping San Francisco off the board, while the Phillies couldn't really manage to get it done versus Carlos Rodon, despite loading the bases in the 6th and really looking like they had an opportunity. Rodon did rack up 10 Ks over 6 scoreless innings, did strike his way out of that jam, but they didn't squander a 2nd opportunity to tie things up. JT Realmuto popped a 3-run homer in the 8th to breathe life into the struggling Phils. That was about as good as it got on the weekend, however. 3-3 tie was as close as they would come to victory. Wilmer Flores walked it off with a 2-run shot in the 9th against David Robertson. And that was all there was to it to complete the sweep. Saturday was a lot more of the same. The Phils very briefly led the game 2-1, but they blew that lead, and then they tied it up at 3. They blew that, they tied it up at 4, and blew that again. 5-4 loss. The bullpen struggled to lock things down. No, Syndergaard wasn't really all that good, but kept him in the game. Defense just awful on Saturday. The outfielders were battling the sun all day. Kyle Schwarber hilariously bailed out on a pop-up that looked like at the last minute he just couldn't see and was trying to protect himself, stabbing his glove out there. Several miscues in the field, a really sloppy day that did not feature quite enough offense. Bryson Stott had a nice day, however, knocked a 3 hits, including a homer into the drink. Scoring 3 times, Gene Segura also had 3 timely hits, 2 RBIs, and a run score. But alas, it was not enough. Another loss. Friday, Kyle Gibson was brutal. He allowed 7 runs while failing to escape the 2nd inning. That was following up perhaps his best run of the year with his worst start of the season. So the Phils never looked capable of mounting any effort against in the listless loss on Friday. They dropped the game 13-1, and while opposing starter Alex Cobb was just awesome, 7 shutout innings, he only allowed 3 hits. Just a really bad weekend to cap a really bad week. And hey, let's pile on a little bit more. Nick Castellanos hit the IL with an oblique strain, so that's just great, and at least his toe should have plenty of time to heal. Zach Wheeler felt some soreness in his shoulder, now not his forearm, which was supposedly the issue that he was skipping some starts. He felt it in his shoulder as he was ramping back up, so hopefully he's back this year. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is getting fun now. We're going to move on. Let's take a look around the NL East. The Braves are cruising again. They're closing the gap on those Mets. 3 wins against Miami. 5 straight wins for the Braves. The Nats won a series against St. Louis after taking 2 of 3 from the Mets. The Marlins swept by Atlanta, getting off day, and then they're traveling to Philly for the upcoming series against the Phillies. The Mets will try and recover, losing the series with a 4-gamer at Pittsburgh. And Atlanta right now, just 1 game behind the Mets. And the Mets have a really nice, easy schedule. The Braves, a little bit tougher of a schedule. However, just 1 game separates these two as they are looking to battle head-to-head for that NL East title. And it's going to come with a first-round bye, whoever gets that division win. The other one's going to be stuck in the wild card spot. And then we're going to tack on to around the NL East. Now that we're in September, we're really going to have to keep an eye on the wild card race. So when we do this little update, we might stop giving so many updates on the Nats and the Marlins since they're kind of out of it. But we're going to turn our attention to the Brewers and the San Diego Padres. The Brewers won last night. San Diego lost. Phils and San Diego are tied 2 games ahead of Milwaukee for that final playoff spot. San Diego and Philadelphia flip-flopping quite frequently on those 2 and 3 wild cards, but doesn't matter too much. All right, our key question of the day, are you really going to do this to us again, Phillies? You know, the September thing? Are you gonna do this? Are we really going to do this again? All right, let's try not to do the September thing, okay? All right, go Phils. Up next, we got 3 with the Marlins at home. And then the Nationals next, so this is a week where the Phils really need to make up some ground and get themselves a cushion. You know what you're getting with the Marlins, really excellent pitching and a beatable offense. The O has been really, really struggling lately. John Birney missed most of the weekend. He's been their best bat pretty much all year. Nick Fortes is the only Marlin with a WRC plus over 100 in the past 2 weeks. So a 100 WRC plus is supposed to be a league average bat. Basically, there's one player in this Marlins lineup who has been better than league average for the past 2 weeks. So Phillies pitching, a welcome sight, will be a bunch of guys you've never heard of on the other side of the diamond facing off. But again, we're going to have to deal with that solid pitching staff. We're taking a look at the probable pitchers. Tuesday, it's Aaron Nola versus Jesus Luzardo. Should be a good matchup. Luzardo, 3.44 ERA, 1.04 whip, 31.2 CSW on the year. Very solid. It's a top 20 number. 3 straight quality starts, although in the last start, he did have a couple earned runs. So he did let in 5 runs, but still only 3 earned. Quality start. Fastball velo just down just a tick from where it was early in the year and in previous seasons, but that changeup is still really good, and Luzardo can look like an ace at times. We'll have to see if the Phils are up to the task, and we will need Aaron Nola to bounce back and give us some length in this game. Wednesday, we got Bailey Falter again remaining in the rotation in Zach Wheeler's spot as long as he's healthy. He had a little bit of an injury scare the past couple days versus Trevor Rogers, who had a rough season, was on the IL, and now he is back and pitching well for the Marlins. We'll have a little bit more on that game for you tomorrow and Thursday. We will also preview the game on Thursday, tomorrow's show. And Kyle Gibson versus Sandy Alcantara. And Sandy's actually coming off his worst start of the year, as is Kyle Gibson. So these are going to be 2 starters looking to get right. All right, our final thought of the day. Well, Saturday came and the 4:05 game start really had us excited to watch the Phils as a reasonable hour after spending the better part of the week staying up into the wee hours of the morning just to watch double-digit loss after double-digit loss. Really a bad week for Phils fans who were staying up to watch these games. Well, so the 4:05, sit out on the deck, got suns out, watching the outdoor TV, and about 15 minutes in, things fell apart, and you know, started to think maybe we would have been better sleeping through these games that we saw on Saturday and Sunday. Well, anyway, Phils are back at their regular evening spot, but we've got some crazy rain right now going on in Philly on Tuesday morning, so hopefully it clears by this evening so we can get some baseball in, and when it does, we will be facing off with the Marlins. Time to get right, Phils. All right, go Phils. We will be back with you tomorrow to recap the game. Talk to you soon.